And so he had talked to the guys, and they had, and when I went out to see, because he thought it was going to be hanging over his property, and I went out to see, and the guys just stopped. And so anyway, he said he was going to see Dave, and I said, well, I'll go, and that way we both, you know what Dave says. So he wasn't there, and I ran back down when I saw him drive in and got him, because I was very upset. I wouldn't hurt anybody or do anything wrong at all. And so anyway, Dave came up. He looked between the post and the wall, and he said he could pull those out. He wouldn't have a problem, and everything was okay. And so Dave and the Stevens guys and Gary were standing out there talking, and I was too. It sounded okay, so I went back in because they were just went on talking about building and things. So anyway, I assumed that everything was okay about the wall because Dave had looked at it. I tried to follow everything. And the next day, she was out there, and she had me go in her house and look. And before, she would have seen my roof, my kitchen window, my driveway, or my car. And this time, this way, it was seeing my roof, and she didn't like it. And anyway, he made the statement to Stephen that he didn't like it. And so Stephen talked to him for a while, and he told Stephen that his wife would like the carport torn down. And I didn't understand that at all, but anyway, Dave told us, and the day before, everything I assumed was okay, and then the next day it wasn't. And I'm sorry that it happened that way, but I know for sure that, you know, with that guttering being over those ties, it's going to keep the ties a little bit longer because it's draining the water away from that and on into my drain by my house. So I just wanted to put that in because they did look at the wall and say it could be removed.
Do we have any other questions for the applicant? Sir, you've already spoken, and ma'am, you've already spoken. So any discussion or?
Could I speak? I'll be brief, I promise.
Okay. Sure. And you did sign up, right?
Yes, sir. I got it right here.
Okay. If you can give that to Bonita. And your name, sir?
Hi, my name's Al Pinkerton, and I'm Ms. Cashman's neighbor. I'm speaking in support of the carport. I can't see where it's going to hurt anybody's property values. I think it's only going to help. But also, Ms. Cashman is recovering from a fall. We're a 55 and plus over community, so we're a lot of elderly people. So if you folks approve it, I think we're going to do Ms. Cashman a good deed here.
Thank you.
So,
well, it's discussion time.
So my only concern that I see here is we do have a neighbor that's concerned with property and boundary. And when that happens, to me, it feels like the next step is to find out where the pins are. If somebody needs to take a step of the survey before we could even make a decision. If that's just my thoughts.
I agree with that. I mean, if you don't know where the property line is, then really the rest of it's kind of moot.
I might throw an option out there.
One inch.
I might throw an option out there if I might. You could always postpone this application until survey and an exact variance could be achieved. Then you know if it's over or not. But secondly, I have talked to David, and I am going to have to deal with all the, there's 40-plus violations, 40-plus no Division I permits. So just a suggestion might be for the whole subdivision to gather together and see what the cost of a survey. There's been two in there in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And then do a blanket application under just one fee. And the board could look at the umpteen violations that are in there and try to start a baseline from this point, because we're getting some interest of some other people wanting to build in there. So we would have however many, and I haven't walked on any of the property. I'm saying it appears that there's that many violations. Our major tool on this pictometry is very accurate. And once we got that application, which would have however many applicants, if it's 40 or 50, you could look at each one and see if you, and if some of them were over the line, we'd have to deal with that. I know there's some decks that's built over onto the HOA property. If the pins are moved and they're not on the line, you may have to have some property lines sold, because that'd sure stymie a sale of the property.
If I may, I'd address just the group that lives there. There would have been plenty of room to put a carport on that property. That property's got space if it were moved in front of the house where the other cars parked. And it's just a shame that it ends up being in violation. And a 1-inch setback's not really enough in my estimation. And like Scott said, over the line, over someone's property line, is not really enough. And it's a shame that people weren't directed to seek better counsel. Setbacks are there for a reason. It's for fire. It's for emergency access. It's for utilities. You know, there's a reason for setbacks. They serve a purpose. That's all.
So,
I guess probably addressing the whole community here too, I would highly suggest Scott's advice of getting together as a community and finding a survey company that would actually help survey a blanket across the community. That way everybody's current and we know where we stand on this, but I would highly say that we would want to postpone this until we have somebody come back here with an actual survey to show us what we're working with. Because at this point, we can't make a decision on anything.
Can you hear what we're saying?
No.
Do you want to come back up here?
I have a severe ringing in my ears, and as I get older, it seems to get worse.
So can you hear us from up here?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, we're in discussion right now. We're going to make a motion, but it seems like we've got a consensus that we don't know where your property line is at, and that there's no way that we can approve, and let me know if I'm speaking out of turn, but that we would need to have a survey of your property done to even consider approving what you've presented as far as a 1-inch variance request, and even then we can't guarantee that it would be approved. So I believe what's going to happen is we're going to have someone make a motion, and now might be the time to do it, and then we can describe it to her. So
I make a motion to postpone this hearing to be rescheduled to present to the board a survey of this property before any further decision can be made.
Got a motion on the floor?
I'll second.
Okay, any further? We got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So passed unanimously. So, ma'am, what we're basically saying is we can't approve it because we don't know where the property line is at. And, Scott, I think you would be welcome to spend time talking her through a little bit about what the motion is and what we need to do.
Can.
Or what she would need
then
to do.
Then come in tomorrow, see if she wants to.
Or give you a call.
So
or
just put yours in place with everybody else's right now at this point in time.
So it's and on hold.
Yeah. So whether you come as a group, which I'll be sending out letters, and I would suggest doing it as a group. It'd be cheaper as a whole group.
Yeah.
Did you say that Dave is the president of the HOA?
Yes.
So you may want to get with him, because somewhere in the office he'll have who the original plat surveyors were. Okay. So whether it's Rozelle or whoever it is, if you can find out.
Okay. Who that Roger, was. What is his name?
So ma'am, basically, if you'll get with it and the community that's here, either get together and try to do a blanket survey and come back under one application, and or if you can't get community consensus, you might consider a survey yourself. But I would get with your peers and see if we might be able to come up. But we can't approve it this evening.
Okay.
You understand?
Oh, I'm sorry. It won't get torn down, will it?
Currently, is not the case. That is not the case. But it's not approved moving forward, but would be no action to tear it down at this time.
Okay. Well, I didn't know about easements. I've learned a lot since I've had this happen, because I had no idea that there was a 5-foot easement. I mean, I bought the property and from what I gathered from people, there were some, you know, they didn't care or didn't pay attention to things, and so anyway, I don't care, you know. If it's done, it's done, in my opinion. And so I just didn't realize that there were 5-foot. I was never told about the 5-foot easement.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know that until Dave didn't even say anything about it when he approved the plan. So.
Okay. Well, again, I'd get with Dave and your community and see if you guys can come together for a solution or for attempted
Thank
solution.
You.
Okay? Thank you. And, again, y'all are welcome to stay if you want for the final application, or you're more than welcome to get up and head out if you'd like. Okay, are we ready for the next?
Mm-hmm, I think so. I think
okay.
Got it.
Give everybody a chance to leave.
Case number 1808A, which is an appeal, is 2155 Lakeshore. Unified Covenant LLC was the applicant, and representing was Chris Powers. Just a little slideshow of the property. It's Lakeshore Drive along Lake Taneycomo. On June 11th, 2018, the Taney County Planning Commission denied a Division 3 special use permit requested by Unified Covenant LLC seeking nightly rental use in the existing single-family residence located at 2155 Lakeshore Drive, Branson. Unified Covenant LLC is requesting the Board of Adjustment to appeal the Taney County Planning Commission's denial of the special use permit, which did not allow the nightly rental use in the existing family home. Subject property is lots 1 and 2 of the Alkire subdivision. Property has a 25-foot plus native vegetative buffer between the structure and any lot not shown by Empire District Electric Company. There's ample parking for 9 vehicles required for an 8-bedroom nightly rental. The property is currently served by shared private well for water.